In Somalia, there are still very many pockets of insecurity, attacks by Al-Shabaab. There are very little, if at all, opportunities to gain a living. There are no social services. This is at least what the Somali tell us when we interview them upon arrival on Yemeni shores. The Ethiopians tell us that they have no livelihood opportunities back home. Some also note persecution because they are of a minority ethnic group. Also, Ethiopians tell us they have many farmers, that they have lost their land. They have, in other words, lost also their income opportunities.
Presumably, these people know that there's a war going on in Yemen.
Yes and no. Today, they know it. But in the beginning of the conflict, many had not been made aware, particularly the unaccompanied minors. Others only learned it on the way because, you know, it took them a long time to leave their villages in Ethiopia or Somalia before they came to the embarkation points in Bosaso Puntland or Bok Djibouti. By then, they might have heard about the conflict in Yemen, but then they had so much invested in the journey, paid smugglers, that we need to continue our journey. We also need to realize that they use Yemen as a transit country. They're not intending to stay there because they're in search of further job opportunities in the Gulf states and primarily also in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
And are they able to carry on to third countries, or are they getting caught in the conflict in Yemen?
They are able to move on. I have been traveling to the extent possible in Yemen of late. I've been in the north. Whenever you take the road to the north, you see everyday migrants walking towards the border with Saudi Arabia. Although that border is closed, they still find border points where they can get entry into the kingdom. They have, however, also been caught in the hostilities on the ground. We have received reports of migrants and refugees having been the casualties of the hostilities on the ground and also of airstrikes. The problem is we have never been able to properly investigate nor to verify. So it all remained reports, but they came in with a certain regularity. We also have reports about migrants who en route in Yemen have been forcibly recruited by militia. We have received one or two reports from local authorities having said we had to detain refugee migrants to protect them from forcible recruitment by the militia.
This is presumably a trend you want to reverse. How will you do that?
Last decade, we have seen high numbers of persons from the Horn of Africa countries, countries in the Horn of Africa, to undertake these very hazardous sea journeys to Lake Yemen, either to stay in Yemen or to move onwards to Gulf countries. We have been trying to address this because this journey is, as I said, very risky. We see deaths at sea. Even last year, 95, it was the second highest number. In the last years, we see people being the victims of traffickers. We have horrific stories about migrants, refugees, women, minors have been exploited by traffickers. So all this, of course, has to be addressed and to stop. We have tried to bring the countries in the region together to address the push factors of these irregular movements in the countries of origin to create better living opportunities, also stability and peace. But that's, of course, a long, long shot. To inform the people prior to departure what they can expect in Yemen and elsewhere, what are the risks, to think twice. We also have invested in what we call rescue at sea to capacitate the coast guards to, if they see vessels in distress, to rescue the people, to bring them on shore. However, it is very difficult to stem these flows.